My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Rob Maness. He is a candidate for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Louisiana here in 2016. If the name sounds familiar, he was a candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2014 as well. We'll talk about why he's running this time and what he learned from the previous campaign as he seeks to fill the seat being vacated by the retiring Senator David Vitter. And Colonel, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
It's a little bit like deja vu, although it's an open seat this time, not an incumbent Democrat like it was in 2014 with Mary Landrieu. But on the Republican side, you're kind of seen as the outsider once again. Last time you ran against Congressman Bill Cassidy. This time it's Congressman John Fleming, who most people think is even a little bit more conservative than Cassidy. So talk about that battle for the Republican support this year.
Well, there's actually four Republicans in the race now and one independent, from what I can tell. There's possibly going to be one or two more Republicans. So it's not just the sitting congressman from the 4th District. There's also a sitting congressman from the 3rd District that's running, the sitting state treasurer that's running, who started his life as a lobbyist and a Democrat and has run for the seat twice, once as a Dem and once as a Republican. Now a state senator independent, former state senator independent, who's under FBI investigation. So I am the outsider. I'm a proven fighter. Fought for my country for 32 and a half years, and I have a proven track record of leadership. That's not a political track record of leadership. It's a military track record of leadership and corporate track record of leadership and community track record of leadership. And that's what the American people and the people of Louisiana are demanding. Because, you know, Greg, our country is broken. It's worse condition than it was 3 years ago when I decided to run against Bill Cassidy and Mary Landrieu. And today we're weaker than we've ever been. Our allies can't trust us, and our enemies don't respect or fear us. Our military is weaker than it's ever been. Our borders are still not secure. Illegal aliens are coming across our border, taking our jobs and making our country insecure. And they're getting through not just through our borders, but through our immigration system. As we saw in the San Bernardino attacks, it's easy to fool our immigration system and get through. And believe me, those were Islamic jihadist extremists. And then finally, our economic situation is not very good. We were able to prevent a Great Depression, but we had a Great Recession, and we're in the longest and worst recovery that we've ever seen in the nation's history. So it's time to get us strong again, get us leading again in the free world so that the world's not on fire, get our borders secure, get our immigration system under control. Don't give amnesty or citizenship or legality to anybody that's broken our laws, and get our economic system moving again by getting government the heck out of the way and allowing folks to be able to create jobs at the small business level, which is where most of the jobs in the United States have traditionally always been created, not by government.
As you just mentioned, you believe that a lot of our problems have gotten substantially worse since 2014, the last time you ran for Senate, and I think a lot of Americans would agree with that. What experience from 2014 do you think makes you a better candidate this time around?
Well, the facts on the ground are the most important thing. You know, I started with zero name identification, zero name ID, $0, and zero political support amongst the local politicos and the folks in Washington, D.C. They didn't know who I was, although that really shouldn't matter to me, but it did. I had to work day and night just to introduce myself to the voters. This time around, I start the race, according to one of my opponent's Super PAC polls that came out in December, with the second highest name identification as of mid-December, and the second highest favorability ratings of all of those those people that I just talked about that are in the race or coming into the race. Not only that, but, you know, now I've got the strongest grassroots political campaign organization of any other potential candidate in the state. They are up, they are operating, and they are active and have been all year. We helped the new Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser, get elected. We helped the new Attorney General, Jeff Landry, a great, great Tea Party conservative, get elected, who's going to fight for liberty and make sure people don't do things like go to jail because of their religious beliefs solely. We got some great conservative women elected to the Louisiana Senate and the House, so we've built a lot of a lot of good capital with the grassroots, not only at the Tea Party level and the outside the party level, but at the Republican Party level. And we think we've got a great advantage because of that. And we already have a solid voter base. We had over 200,000 votes in the 2014 election. They were primarily new Republican voters. So we know that they were crossover voting from independents and conservatives. We also know that we took a lot of votes off of Barry Landry. So we know we took some Democrat votes, too.
We're talking with retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Rob Maness, candidate for the Republican, candidate for the U.S. Senate. It's a jungle primary in Louisiana, so the top two vote getters come Election Day this year will end up in a runoff unless someone can get a majority vote on Election Day. So, Colonel, you mentioned the fact that you've built up a strong network in the grassroots, and that seems to be an even more significant issue than in previous campaigns, because one look at the presidential race shows that people are sick and tired of people who are holding public office, and they're looking and very seriously looking at people who either have not been there very long or have not been there at all. So when you look at the support we see for the likes of Trump and Cruz, what do you think that translates to in the Senate race?
Well, I think it translates to this. There are two sitting U.S. congressmen running in this race already. You mentioned one as having a pretty good conservative voting record, and there's no denying that. As a matter of fact, they're all friends of mine. I helped a lot of them get elected. I voted for one of them because the job he's doing at the state level, he's doing a good job at it. But they're not leaders. They're not proven leaders that are going to go up and lead. And in order to lead, you're going to have to go up and push back against the party leadership that you're a part of on minute one. You know, I'm going to be joining folks like Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, if he happens to still be there, Rand Paul, if he happens to still be there. And those folks all went up and demonstrated that they would push back regardless of the political consequences. And that's what the people are expecting now, because folks that are in office today, say they're in the House of Representatives, and if they've been messing around and voting for the likes of John Boehner and voting for the likes of Paul Ryan, the people are going to reject them. And they're going to reject my opponents in this race because they're all political insiders. They've come up the career political track. And career politicians have been proven that they're not getting the job done. We're weaker than we've ever been before. Our borders aren't secure. Our jobs are being taken away by illegal aliens, and countries taking manufacturing away from us. And our economy needs to be growing at 4% GDP a year, not 2% or less. And it's ridiculous that the American people have to put up with poor leadership like this in our elected offices, whether it's in Congress or in the executive branch.
People across America, of course, are concerned about the issues you've mentioned. Do you suspect there will be any issues perhaps unique to Louisiana that will factor in significantly in this campaign?
I think the issues that are unique to Louisiana are the same thing that affect everybody across the country, and that is the economy, the economy, the economy. You know, some good things have happened, and we've been able to get the exporting for oil and gas finally approved. But if we'd have been in that business years and years ago, we'd already have an expanded market, and the people that are in the oil and gas business in Louisiana wouldn't be hurting as bad as they are now, because their markets would have been diversified and expanded, and not just here at home. We've got to increase our fishing industry and get the federal government out of our fishing industry and out of our recreational fishing industry, which impacts our tourism, which brings in billions of dollars every year. But we want to expand it even more. We've got to get out from under some onerous federal regulations that really shouldn't be applying down here.
Colonel, we're out of time, but tell folks where they can learn more about you and be part of your campaign if they wish.
Remember, you want to put an outsider, a fighter, and a proven leader in the United States Senate, Colonel Rob Maness. You can find us at robmaness.com. That's RobManess.com. Follow us at Rob Maness on Twitter. Follow us and like us on Facebook, Colonel Rob Maness Retired. And please, we need your donations. We need your volunteerism, regardless of where you live. And we'll get another fighter in there, just like a Ted Cruz or a Mike Lee or a Rand Paul. Thank you very much.
You bet. And again, that's robmaness.com. And the Senate will be a major factor in where the direction of the country goes, since the balance will likely be at stake this year, given the fact that Republicans are playing defense on so many seats, this one included. Colonel, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Rob Maness, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Louisiana. Again, the website, robmaness.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.